This is What's Happening in Hardin County, brought to you by the Hardin County Chamber and Business Alliance. And joining me today is Deb Phillips, the Director of Chamber and Tourism, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Jenny?
Good. How's things going?
It's awesome. I'm finishing up week 5 today, and I can't believe I've been there that long already, but it was a great move for me, and I'm very excited about what's happening down there and around town.
Good. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you.
Got a whole lot coming up for the Chamber. Starting today,
we have the Enterprise Elite Roundtable discussion, and that is for members, and it is from noon to 1, and it is in the boardroom. So if you have not signed up for that yet, members, please give a call down there quickly.
Yes, you've got a little bit of time.
And then next week also we have Community Coffee. That is on April 2nd from 8 to 9. We have Zach and Jana Jansen from Scooter's Coffee coming to discuss a little bit about their new venture and business with us. And then we have Young Professionals on April 10th. We're meeting at Smokehouse 101 or 101 Smokehouse. That will be for lunch. And if you are 21 to 45-ish, you're more than welcome.
I like that ish part.
I've been told that, you know, we got to include a little past and maybe a little before the 21. So there are individuals who are in the workforce and are young professional that are younger than 21 and a little older than 45. So,
hey, it all fits.
Yeah, we're here to help them as well and hear what they have to offer for other young professionals. Then we have Safety Council coming up on April 18th, where we'll have Paul Raub. He is the Compliance and Safety Officer at the U.S. Department of Labor, OSHA. Breakfast is served there, and that is at Memorial Park Golf Course for members. And Economic Development, April 19th, and Legislative Breakfast on April 26th. That's also at Memorial Park Golf Club. I keep saying that weird. From 9 to 11.
It's all right. I always say Memorial Park Golf Course.
Yes.
It's like it's now golf. We're not at the golf course. We're going to the club.
That's right.
Got a whole lot coming up.
There is a whole lot coming up. So exciting things. Those are all for April. And we're looking forward to it.
We're going
to
circle back to something that is exciting that's happening here in Hardin County on April 8th. The solar eclipse.
The solar eclipse. Yes. And we're going to... Lots of information on our webpage and also on the fairgrounds webpage.
That's right. So we're going to bring in Colt.
Colt Buckingham.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Blast from the past.
That's right. Maybe you should have been over here doing this interview this morning, Colt.
Jenny, you're doing an excellent job as always.
See, this is why I appreciate you every single day. Colt, how are you this morning?
I'm well. Thanks for having me in. Appreciate this.
Good deal. All right, so let's talk solar eclipse.
Yeah, so we're not having a county fair in April. Contrary to popular, I'm usually here in August and we're talking about a county fair. But no county fair in April. Sorry to disappoint. But we are having an event at the fairgrounds for the solar eclipse. So camping is available. For anybody that wants to come camp, it's $25 a night. You're not really going to find any cheaper rates that I'm aware of anywhere around.
Definitely not.
You can book that on our website, but then you can also give us a call and have your camper out there to have a place with nothing. There's no obstruction.
No.
Right up to the sky. You can see whatever you want to see on eclipse day.
Perfect view out there.
Yeah. And then here recently, thanks to Deb's help, we've worked with Invenergy, and they are sponsoring a lot out there. And so starting on Friday, we will have some of the local favorite food trailers. These are vendors from Hardin County, which I think is super cool.
That's awesome.
They'll be out there selling your favorite fair foods. So you can go out there and get your fair food fix here really early before fair season even starts. But then what's super awesome is on Monday from 11 to 3, food will be free while supplies last up to a certain amount. You can get a free meal ticket at the gazebo. Again, that starts at 11 o'clock, and you can cash that in for a free food from one of the trailers that'll be there. The Eclipse menu and then the full menu, it's all on our website at hardincountyfair.org/eclipse. They've set up a limited menu just for eclipse time.
Right.
We know there's going to be a lot of people out there, right? So we're trying to make this simpler for everybody involved.
Exactly.
And then they kind of know what to order and things like that.
Well, that's awesome. So whole lot of exciting things coming up.
Yeah. And parking the day of the eclipse is free. Again, that's thanks to Invenergy. So if you want to come out for the day, park at the fairgrounds, look up, and then once it's done, head on back out. It's completely free. Just come on out.
Wow. Thank you to them. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really excited to welcome folks. Again, nobody knows, right? It's all kind of a wild guess, but we're excited to welcome folks from near, but also far.
You know,
we can. The commissioners have asked us to be the designated viewing location for the county, and we said, yeah, absolutely. Events are kind of what we do.
Exactly.
So, restrooms will be open, things like that. Come on out to the fairgrounds, get some food. And even, maybe you're going to stay home, Jenny, that day. But you can get your fair food starting Friday night.
That's
before
right.
Maybe some of these out-of-town folks come in.
Right.
So that starts 4 o'clock on Friday.
Ooh.
Before the eclipse. You can get your fair food.
Yes. They're open from 4 to 7 on Friday, the 5th. On April 6th, Saturday, from 11 to 7. And then on Sunday is from noon to 7. That's the vendors for the
I can get
food
fair
trucks.
Food for 3 days in a row. So that kind of makes me excited.
Yeah. And so Monday, they'll be open from 11 to 3. They're allowed to stay open later.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody knows what's going to happen once everyone tries to leave
exactly.
for the eclipse, right? So we don't really know what that's going to look like. If you want to make sure you get your fair food, if you ask me, I'd show up Friday afternoon after work at 4 o'clock between 4 and 7 and get that fair food.
I think that's a plan. Mm-hmm. Ooh, all right. See you guys there. Anything else you want to talk about this morning, Deb?
I think I'm all good. Just a reminder that we do have downtown construction going on, so plan for that in your comings and goings through town, whether you're heading out of town or into town, that it might take a little bit longer. So let's just be patient.
Absolutely. Be patient, because the outcome is going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing, and it's exciting.
All right.
Thank you for having me here this morning.
Thanks,
Jenny,
for coming in, guys.
No problem.
All right. This is It's Happening in Hardin County, brought to you by the Hardin County Chamber and Business Alliance here on WKTN. More of the Morning Buzz to come.